Hello and welcome to International Podcast Day 2020 on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where normally I ramble and rant and do a bunch of other shit, but I'm on break, but that's not going to stop me from celebrating the one holiday that us podcasters get to celebrate every year. That is International Podcast Day. That is September 30th of every year. And this year, holy shit, I planned something, kind of, to the extent that anybody listening understands how much I plan. But I actually reached out to the podcasting community to see if anybody could tell me what their favorite thing about podcasting is, because I love talking to podcasters, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that as much as I wanted to recently. So here's the next best thing. I've got a few clips for you from some other podcasters from some awesome shows that I think you should check out, and some that if you've been listening to me for a while, you absolutely have heard of, just sharing what it is they love about this crazy thing we all do called podcasting. And that's it. That's what I'm doing for you for this year, because unfortunately, I'm still on break and I don't have the time to sit and do a whole big thing that I would love to do. But I couldn't let the day go by without just, you know, just giving you a little taste of something. So let's start off with a familiar voice for those of you who've been around the show for a while. This is Derek, formerly of Sometimes Geek, now of Life World and Rolling Misadventures. Take it away, Derek.
Hey, this is Blah Blah from the Blah Blah Podcast at blahblahpodcast.com. And I really love podcasting Blah Blah Blah. No, but seriously, this is Derek Graziano from Rolling Misadventures and Life World, formerly of the Sometimes Geek podcast, a former voice actor narrator for the Cursed Inn, as well as a voice actor on Boston Harbor Horror, The Rise of King of Silas. What else have I done? I've just done so much in podcasting that when you tell me to pick one thing I absolutely love about podcasting, it's really hard to do, because my favorite thing is just creating, getting a chance to act in shows, or getting to create just these bizarre stories that we do for Rolling Misadventures, or the sound design that I get to throw into it and get that creative itch out. Or, you know, the community and all of the amazing people that I've gotten to meet because of podcasting, getting a chance to do a live panel for my favorite gaming convention, getting to meet people actually in person to play games with them, meeting one of my only local friends since I've moved to the city I'm in now was because of podcasting. So if you want me to pick one thing about podcasting, it's going to be podcasting. That's the answer I can give you. I know it's not exactly what you were looking for, but I figured, you know what? If you could be the odd dad out where normal's not your specialty, then I could be the odd podcaster out on this one.
Thank you, Derek. And yeah, it's hard to, I don't know why I stuck Derek first, because he's done so much stuff and I'm kind of with him. It's hard to pick one thing. It really is. And especially when you look at what we do as podcasters and the community it opens up, when you learn this, you start off with just, hey, I'm going to start learning how to record myself into a microphone, and you develop these skills, and then, you know, well, you're good at talking into a microphone, and then it opens up these other opportunities like voice acting and narration, and you form these friendships. And so it is really hard to dial those in. And honestly, part of why I've asked others to give me their favorite things is because I can't. I honestly can't. I'm there with Derek. I can't just pick one thing myself to say, hey, this is the one thing. I love it all. I can't say there's one thing about podcasting that I love over another. So, well, fuck, Derek, I'm right there with you. And just to
rewind to his little bit at the beginning, and I contemplated cutting it off. When I shared the whole link and when I asked everybody, hey, do you want to contribute to this episode? I was like, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You could just say, hey, it's blah, blah, blah from the blah, blah, blah show. And I love blah, blah, blah about podcasting. And I knew somebody in my friend group, because we're all a bunch of smartasses, was going to do it. And I was like, yep, goddammit, you're the motherfucker who's going to do it. But I knew it. And just like, you know what? I have to leave it because my friends are as much of smartasses as I am. But going from a familiar voice to one that we haven't heard before. And I love when I get strangers, essentially, who actually participate. Oh, my God. It's amazing. But coming up next, we have Tim from the Underdogs Podcasting Group and the Radio Clash Podcast.
Hi, I'm Tim from Radio Clash, a music podcast in the UK, radioclash.com. And my favorite thing, and the thing I love about podcasting, is the sense of community and also the fact I can say pretty much, well, what I want to. The freedom is a big part of why I stay podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2004. And although I spent 3 years away where I fell out of love with it, I came back partly because I like to share what music I find. And I like the feedback from people who love the same things as I do.
Sorry, I think he got cut off when he was sending that. But exactly. I mean, this is a guy, Tim left podcasting, you know, but the community and just the freedom to share the things you love. I mean, that's why we start this, right? Is you love a thing, you want to talk about it, and you want to share your love of something, your passion for whatever it is, with other people. Because, I mean, don't we all? Don't we, like, when you really love something, and that's like the essence of why you start podcasting, right? Is that you are so passionate about a thing that you want to share that passion with everybody else. And so you sit down in front of a microphone, or in some people start a YouTube channel or whatever, but you share that passion, you share that thing you love with other people, and hope, especially in like with a music podcast, where other people will respond and people will, you'll get that feedback and like, yes, I love that thing too. And in my case, I love just sharing my perspective of the world and my, you know, life and the things going on and my parenting struggles and my gardening struggles and just, you know, how, you know, making fun of weird news shit, you know, all of the weird things that just blah in out of my head and that I my sharing my view of the world. That's what I like to do. Ultimately, I just like to bullshit. But you know, you get it. I was trying to be a little more eloquent about the what the fuck that is I do here. But that is it. That is really it. It's sharing your passions. And that's why we do it, right? And you right now listening, if you don't have a podcast, and let's be real, a large percentage of my audience are podcasters. But if you aren't, why not? What's it hurt? If I can do this shit and I can do this for 5 years, you can go out there and you can start your podcast and share the thing, whatever it is you love, really. But we're going to go real quick from one new voice to another new voice. And I'd say this one's new to my listening audience, but definitely not new to me. This is somebody I've followed for a long time, and she's easily the newest podcaster on my list because she's been a YouTuber for fuck knows how many years now. I didn't ask her, and she's been in media for a long time, and only in the last month has jumped into podcasting with both feet. And I'm hoping to get her on the show in, I don't know when I start getting people back on the show. But here we have, from the Trashy Romance Pod and my friend Freya, we have Miss Freya Northman.
Howdy, g'day, and hello. I am Freya Northman of Your Friend Freya and Trashy Romance Pod. And I think the thing that I most like about creating podcasts is the unique challenges and creative solutions that I have to come up with and overcome. I've only been creating podcasts for a short time. I've got about 12 episodes under my belt total. So I'm still very much in the early stages of learning the equipment and the software and the technology. So I feel like I'm learning something new every time I sit down to record. And I find that extremely exciting. But I also really enjoy the way that I feel like podcasts give me a unique way to connect to people. I feel like it's so much easier for me to be organically and authentically myself in this medium. And so I love just being able to sit down and talk into the microphone and really feel comfortable, relaxing, and knowing that if anyone is taking the time to listen to me, it's because they want to listen to me. Even if it's because they disagree with me and don't like me, they at least want to be listening enough that they've invested in a podcast. And that means that they're paying at least some level of attention. And I like that. I like that it's not an easy to consume medium. It's something that people have to want to consume. And therefore, it's just a more authentic and real relationship with people. Like it feels nice. Yeah. I suppose that's it. There's a lot more though, to be honest. Those are just my two favorite things. Thank you. And have a good pizza.
That's really interesting to me that she likes that. And she kind of points out, contrary to what a lot of us in podcasting see it as, that it is a challenging medium, and that it's a committed medium because you don't casually listen to a podcast. And I didn't think about it that way until she said that. But when you listen to a podcast, you have to actively choose to listen to it. You don't casually, you're not just, you know, clicking channels on TV or on the radio. You're usually not being auto-fed them like recommended, you know, podcast or recommended videos like on YouTube. So you typically have to search them out and you make a commitment to listen to that. And even if you're listening to it kind of passively in the background, like some do, and there's absolutely some shows that I listen to more passively while I'm working, and others that I'm like, no, if I missed a thing, I rewind and I listen to that again because I wanted to like, wait, what was that? But you have to make that commitment. And I love that because she is so new into podcasting, and I do single it out as podcasting because she's been, like I believe I mentioned, she's been a YouTuber for years. And so shifting from creating video content to creating much longer form audio content creates a whole new sort of experience, and you've got to learn a new skill set. It's not the same thing making a YouTube video as it is making a podcast. Trust me, that's why I don't make YouTube videos. I can sit here and do this all day, but I could not. I've tried making videos. I just don't. Let's just put it that way. Never mind that I'm like, what's that word? Oh, ugly. No, I'm kidding. But you know, I like her view on it because she is so new to this, but she has been a content creator for a long time. And so, you know, she's got this new perspective on it that, you know, I don't remember what it was like because that was 5 years ago for me. And all of the others that we've listened to so far, we're kind of, I wouldn't say old timers, but we're kind of veteran podcasters at this point. We've been at this, you know, we're in the hundreds of episodes. You know, we've been doing this and been in this industry for a while. And so she's stepping onto our side of things. I say our side, it's not our side or their side, but whatever. But she's, you know, stepping into this one and looking at it from a different perspective than I necessarily did just starting as a podcaster and not having that other sort of perspective of being on another content medium and doing other things. And in her case, very much kind of having an already established persona and already established public presence, and to dial it back and get more personal with her show. And if you haven't figured out from the way I'm kind of drawing on about her, 100%, I guarantee when the show comes back from break, it should be in about a month, give or take, 100,000%, I will be featuring both Trashy Romance Pod and Your Friend Freya in more detail. But as I'm not getting into so much detail right now, I'm going to leave it at that and not drag on and on about. But trust me, I'm going to try and get her on the show and her sister, and I'm going to be featuring both of those shows coming up soon. So I'm going to leave it at that. But now I've only got one more clip left. And if you've been listening to me for any decent amount of time, you know I can't do anything like this without reaching out to my best podcaster friend all the way in New Zealand from Sunshine and Power Cuts and the Sunshine Summit. Hear it for the lovely Heather Welsh.
Hello, it's Heather. I wanted to say happy International Podcast Day for 2020. International Podcast Day is one of those things that I think is my favorite thing about podcasting, because I love to celebrate things, and it's a celebration of international voices from around the world and the power of those voices. That's what podcasting is all about. Using your voice to share a message, to have fun, to connect with people. And you can do that in any which way that you choose. There are so many different genres, and there are so many different ways to approach each genre. It's unique. Everybody's voice is unique. Their stories to tell are unique. And I love that about podcasting. It's my favorite thing about it. And I hope that everyone has an amazing reflection on the podcasts that you listen to, as well as give an opportunity to listen to other podcasts, to hear other voices and other stories, because there's so much out there. There's more than is possible to listen to, I guess, in a lifetime. So yeah, happy International Podcast Day. I hope that you enjoy the power of voice as much as I do.
I think she basically summed up what I've, you know, the main thing we've been going through this whole time is that podcasting is this amazing thing that allows you to express yourself however you feel comfortable, and it lets you be more authentic and more of yourself than like any other form of media I've ever encountered. You know, there's really like the BS meter is strong with podcast listeners. It's really easy to know when you're being fake. And when you're being fake, no one's going to listen. And, you know, you get to be your most authentic self and reach out and spread your message to people all over the world, however you choose, and express yourself however you choose to do so, whether you're like me and you just have that free flowing thought, or you're like Derek and you play role playing games, or you're like Tim and you're talking about the music that you love, or anything, you know, or you're one of your epic film guys, you know, reviewing movies, or Emily and John and Hate to Wait chronicling your weight loss journey, you know, or Freya and Lily on Trashy Romance, you know, dissecting the silly romance TV and movies. You know, you get to do what you want to do, and there's nobody who can tell you can't do that except for you. That is probably the best thing about podcasting. You are 100% in control, whether people listen to you or not. Even if you have no listeners whatsoever, that does not stop you from making your podcast. That is, If I had to say, what is the best thing about podcasting? It's that nobody can tell you you can't do it. Even if everybody tells you you suck, you don't have to stop. You can keep going because it is all about you sharing your message and doing what you want to do and having fun. Because if you're not having fun, why are you doing it? And I'll say that about anything. And I think I've said this on the show before. If you're not having fun, why do it? So if you're creating podcasts and you are enjoying it, it doesn't matter how many people listen. Do it for you. Enjoy it. Have fun. And if you're a podcast listener only and you don't make your own, that's great. We need more of you. We need more people listening to podcasts. But if you're enjoying listening to podcasts, doesn't matter what you're listening to. If you enjoy what you're listening to, go on with your bad self. Listen to your true crime, all of the shit, if you want to. Listen to your role-playing games. Listen to your trashy romance pods. And, or my rambling ass. You do you. You listen to what you want. You create your thing. And throw it out there into the world for all of us to listen to. For all of us to go and download to our iPhones or our Android devices or our tablets or listen to on our desktops or wherever through your Spotify or your Alexa or your, or even if you throw it up on YouTube, whatever you do, however you do it, throw it out there for the world because everybody has a voice. And I realize I'm sounding preachy. Everybody has a voice and you deserve to be able to spread whatever the fuck you feel like out there in the world. Yeah. You can't see this right now, but I'm being very pointy with my fingers right now. Audio medium. Sorry. But that is International Podcast Day. And I totally did not expect to go international with this. No bullshit. minus the fact that Heather's in New Zealand. But I didn't expect my International Podcast Day collection here would have been so international, but I'm very glad it turned out that way. It's very nice. But I before I go, I just want to say thank you. If you're hearing this, you've stuck around through my breaks and my craziness and everything that's going on. And I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate you for listening, for, you know, staying, hanging around through, you know, inconsistencies in the COVID world with, you know, school and parenting life and all of the everything going on right now while we're trying to get this all leveled off again. So thank you. And thank you for being around in general. And thank you for being a podcast listener in the most general sense. Because as I've said it before, and I said, you know, we have to do it for us, but we do it for you too. You know, I have to make the show because I want to make the show. But, you know, if you weren't out there to listen and you didn't download the show and occasionally reach out and say, hey, that was pretty cool, or hey, you're a dumb fuck, you know, 50-50. I think I'm 50-50 about every episode, but whatever. You know, if it weren't for that, there's no other motivation. And sometimes we can't do it just from our own internal motivation. It helps when you reach out to the creators you enjoy listening to. You know, when you really enjoy a podcast, you really enjoy something that these people make, reach out to them. Just say, hey, I thought that last episode was pretty awesome. Or even just a, hey, you're a dumb fuck. Because you know what? Every little bit of feedback helps. Whether, and like Freya said, even if you listen because you hate me or disagree with what I said, you're still listening. And, you know, hate listens are still great too. There's tons of people in the world who get hate listens. I'm pretty sure Howard Stern had hate listens for decades. So, you know, just that little bit. Just that little bit to reach out to somebody on Twitter or on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you can find them. Leave a comment on their website. You know, if I could ask you to do one thing for International Podcast Day, it would be to reach out to a podcaster that you listen to. It doesn't have to be me. Wink, wink. But reach out to a podcaster that you're a fan of. And just say, I'm a fan. You are awesome. Thank you for making the thing that you make. Because, you know, you bring me joy in whatever it is you do. You know, that little bit, just to say, hey, I'm a big fan and I just wanted you to know. That right there, I guarantee you, will be more uplifting than any amount of money you could give them in that moment. Your heart doesn't jump from getting handed cash, but it sure as hell does when somebody says they enjoy the thing that you make. That makes it worth it. But I think I've had enough of my Jerry Springer final thought moment here. So in case you're thinking of, you know, sending out that happy, you're awesome message to somebody, I don't know, some long-haired weirdo living in Arizona, but you can reach me at Odd Dad Out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can join the Oddballs Facebook group or go to odddadoutpodcast.com and subscribe to the show. Leave a comment. Do all the things. You could email me, show@odddadoutpodcast.com. If you want to just leave me a recommendation, because when the show comes back, I thoroughly intend to have my podcast recommendations coming up, and I need yours. Tell me what you're listening to. Tell me what you think I should listen to tell y'all what I think. What of it? Hey, maybe I've talked about doing regular old reviews. Let's try and consider making that a thing. Fuck, I don't know. But I just want to say one more time, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging around. And thank you to all the podcasters and podcast listeners out there on International Podcast Day, the one day we get of recognition mostly by ourselves, because let's face it, most of us are introverts anyway and never step out of these rooms to, you know, see sunlight. All right, that's it. I'm done. One last time, thank you. Happy International Podcast Day and good night.